Within a few weeks, many faculty members at the University of Iowa and the University of Northern Iowa had also signed the petition. "We want to make sure the public and the university start to voice their opposition to intelligent design," Avalos told the Iowa State Daily. He also told the Chronicle of Higher Education, "We certainly don't want to give the impression to the public that intelligent design is what we do." And he was quoted by the Associated Press as saying, "A lot of people were concerned that Iowa State could become a place being marketed where intelligent design research was taking place and that it had some validity in school curricula." Although the petition did not mention Gonzalez by name, it was obviously aimed at him. Yet he has never taught intelligent design in his classes. He does assert that it properly falls within science because its methods are scientific and it does not start with religious assumptions. But he also considers it too new and controversial to teach without the support of his astronomy colleagues. Like Michael Behe and Scott Minnick, Gonzalez defends intelligent design only outside the classroom on his own time. Yet he, like Behe and Minnick, is condemned by colleagues who in other situations boast about their commitment to academic freedom. Avalos accuses Gonzalez of having a hidden religious agenda. Others have accused him of academic fraud. "I didn't expect this level of vitriol, this level of intense hostility," Gonzalez told the Des Moines Register. At the University of Iowa, about 100 miles east of Iowa State, physics professor Frederick Skiff agreed to discuss intelligent design in a campus forum with three Darwinists. Skiff was ridiculed and insulted, and he was given very little time to respond. "I have never faced such blatant hostility and dishonesty at the hands of colleagues before," he said afterward. Someone unfamiliar with Iowa State might think that Avalos is a scientist, perhaps like Gonzalez, a physicist or astronomer, concerned with defending the integrity of his discipline from attacks by religious fundamentalists. But Hector Avalos is a professor of religion. In this bizarre drama, it is the scientist who is arguing for design in the universe and the religion professor who is trying to silence him. The irony was not lost on Iowa State sociology professor David Schweingruber, who wrote to a local newspaper, "What is Avalos's objection to Gonzalez's work?" He told the Des Moines Register that he knows ID is religion and not science because "I'm a biblical scholar." So Iowa State has one thing in common with unaccredited Bible colleges and medieval heresy tribunals. Our Bible scholars think they can tell our astronomers how to do their jobs. Schweingruber concluded, "A witch hunt is a poor model for scientific inquiry." But the irony doesn't stop there. Religion professor Hector Avalos is a militant atheist. He is the founder and faculty advisor of the Iowa State University Atheist and Agnostic Society.